are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here to hang out with us. We haven't mentioned Anaya Smith yet, but that's a bad story. Anaya Smith, wide receiver, punt returner, first team All-American punt returner, was arrested. He was arrested on charges of driving while intoxicated, unlawful carrying of a weapon, and marijuana possession, less than 2 ounces. By all accounts, what I've heard is going to happen. His parents are going to kick his ass because they are deeply involved in his life. This was very unexpected that something like this would happen. It was 2 a.m. or later, whatever time it was in that neighborhood. And this was highly, highly, highly unexpected. And this is going to hurt his stock because dude can play and dude has got a chance to play in the NFL. And now he's going to have to answer all these questions. And you're going to have to worry about it. He, you know what? His draft stock just slipped. It did. And unfortunately for him, it is going to follow him around. And it's a shame because, you know, you can certainly avoid this. And I know, you know, people in that department, and they're like, what is wrong? All you do, call an Uber. Don't drive. Do not drive. It's 2 a.m. You've been drinking. You have weed. You have a weapon, an unauthorized weapon in the car.
Yeah, unlawful carrying of a weapon.
Yeah.
It seems like one call. Uber, I'm sure there's someone A&M has to monitor a situation like this all the time. Call one of those guys. I'm sure they have a guy in place that would pick you up if needed. If you didn't want to call an Uber, I don't get
it. And he's speeding.
All the things that you don't do, and he did them.
What in the world, Anaya?
It's just.
You're a senior. You've been there. You've done this. You're just smarter than this.
You make a bad decision, and now your name's in headlines for the wrong reasons. And like you laid out all the things he'll have to deal with as he tries to push for a pro career after this upcoming year. And it's like, how easy could it have been to avoid?
So he had a companion with him who Smith and the passenger in the car both denied ownership of the gun or the marijuana. I guess they found a rolled joint in the ashtray. According to the police report and probable cause statement obtained by the Houston Chronicle.
I think the marijuana is the least of his problems.
Yeah. I mean,
as far as charges are concerned.
Yeah. I mean, you're driving while intoxicated. You're speeding at 2. Really? With a gun? That's an unauthorized gun, dude. That it's going to hurt him, and he's a, and again, I talked to some people that recruited him, know the family, and they said great kid, great family, highly unexpected that this would have happened to him, or he would have done this anyway. Didn't happen to him. He brought it on himself. So it's going to follow him, and hopefully. We'll see who they play for. Sam Houston State.
Now you're getting to the most important thing for a certain fan base. How many games will he miss?
I think they'll be fine against Sam Houston State, won't they?
Yeah. What's their schedule like?
They play
their first couple. I know that
their second game is Miami.
Is that their second?
I think it's their second game.
I think that's Miami's third. Do they get a bye week in between that one? That is. Look, for all the things you said about the family, I'm sure you're correct on that. But for the people who are concerned about this Aggie season, what do you think Jimbo's going to do to them? It's pretty much all they really care about.
Well, I mean, the first half against Sam Houston.
The first half, he's not Kevin Sumlin. Oh, did Kevin Sumlin even suspend Johnny, or was it the university who decided to do
that?
Or the NCAA got involved?
First half against Rice, we're fine.
It doesn't matter. Whoever decided that was a punishment, it didn't matter. I'm looking at the schedule right now. They have Miami's their third game. So they have Sam Houston at home. And they have App State at home. Not a bad Sun Belt team. And then they have Miami at home. I would suspect that Jimbo keeps them out of the first two.
Maybe. Yeah, we're gonna have to.
He's gonna have to
lower the boom.
He's gonna have to do a lot of stuff to prove that he deserves to be on this team, and then he'll come back for their big test to start the
year. He's been suspended by the team.
Yes, he has.
So, but you can bet I won't last too long. But
doesn't he play in the SEC? It ain't gonna last that long.
This happens all the time in the SEC. No biggie.
No one was hurt, which is actually the most important thing. Well, he was driving under the influence and speeding, and thankfully, he nor his passenger nor anyone else was hurt. That is some good news.
So the 49ers are given permission for Jimmy G to seek a trade. It's not like this hasn't been going on.
No, apparently they gave him permission back in March.
Yeah. So is there a market for Jimmy G? You know, there's so many questions. Oh, well, why don't Texans, why don't they? Because they don't want him.
Mm-hmm.
Is Seattle, do you want that? I really don't want that contract. He's a Band-Aid. And, oh, by the way, he's got a great winning percentage, but in large part because of the defenses that he's played on.
And their running game.
Is there a team, this is the question, is there a team that's really, really good that needs a quarterback, a Band-Aid quarterback right now, that wants to win right now? And the answer is no.
No, I'm trying to make sure I give the person the correct credit. His name is Matt Lombardo. You can follow him at Matt Lombardo NFL. This is his tweet. After Adam Schefter's report, the 49ers granted Jimmy Garoppolo permission to seek a trade. The team that keeps coming up in my conversations with NFL executives as a team to watch is the Dolphins. The connection there is Mike McDaniel, the former OC in Miami, is the current head coach, will be calling the plays in Miami. And I would say to that, why? Why would you do it?
Would Jimmy G be a better fit than Tua?
Is he even a better fit than Teddy Bridgewater? Like, they already have a solid backup. So, what are you going to cut Teddy Bridgewater for Jimmy Garoppolo?
Well, no. Well, maybe.
I find that unlikely that you're going to take on.
Jimmy G is a proven winner. You don't have any proven winners right now.
Jimmy G is a win with quarterback, I guess, if we're going to put him in a spot.
But see, the Dolphins are the perfect spot for him.
Well, if you look at Tua's win percentage, he wins plenty of games too. The only games Brian Flores won in his time there is when Tua was starting. Now, the numbers would tell you that they weren't impressive. We can get into the ins and outs of that offense and the George Gotsy calling plays and what that would mean for an
Jimmy's
offense.
Won at the highest level, though.
He has won because of others. No one thinks Jimmy Garoppolo is a reason that the 49ers were any good. He was fine there, but running game defense is what people need to.
Yeah.
And Kyle Shanahan calling plays. And then we looked, Jimmy's tenure in it's funny, Jimmy, Jakarski Tart catches a pick, Jimmy's probably playing in another Super Bowl. Yeah, but his last pass for the 49ers was he was being pressured, it was third down. It was him almost throwing a backwards pass that flew over the head of, it was deflected, it got picked off, and everyone's like, that's the quintessential Jimmy Garoppolo played in his career, potentially in San Francisco. I don't think any team who is in the Miami position where they have to find out about Tua once for all is going to acquire Jimmy Garoppolo, pay him, and then go cut Teddy Bridgewater, who they're giving pretty good money to as a backup. I don't see it. Is he better than Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah. No, Jimmy, I think you're a little disrespectful. Now, that said, in the playoffs, Jimmy Garoppolo, when they made their run to the Super Bowl, Jimmy Garoppolo threw for 83 yards.
Yeah, so why?
I mean,
winning at the highest level is a thing, I guess, but who thinks that guy is elevating anyone? It's about the pieces around him more than anything else.
Yeah, well, okay, so, and that's, David Carr says the Giants could make a move for Jimmy G. It's another situation just like Houston. You got to find out what you got with Daniel Jones, right? I mean, I need to find out that I've got, that if he can play or not. Now, so far, what I've seen out of him is we got to draft a quarterback if I'm the Giants, right?
Yeah, but if you're Brian Daboll and you have this grace period year, and if I'm sure that he was selling that front office about what he thought, I think it's his own guys, the GM. I don't think he had to sell him very much. But if you're selling that ownership about why you're the perfect fit for the job, it's because I can help develop quarterbacks. I helped develop Josh Allen. Josh Allen, for a couple of years, people were questioning him. And I helped them explode in that third year. I'm not going to promise you Josh Allen out of Daniel Jones, but I think there's something to work with. I'm sure he sold them on that because despite Daniel Jones' struggles, when a quarterback gets drafted, people get attached. So I think it's a pretty simple thing to believe that it'll be Daniel Jones until the wheels fall off. And if they don't believe Jimmy Garoppolo can elevate them to contending for a playoff spot, why go get him?
Yeah, no, and I want to find out what I've got. There's a good chance the Giants are the worst team in football this year. There's a chance. There's a real chance. I mean, the Falcons, I think, are going to take that away from them. Everybody thinks the Texans are the worst team in football. They won't be. But there's a good chance that the Giants could well be the worst team in football. I want to be that so that I can get rid of Daniel Jones and I can get me a Stroud or a Bryce Young. I can pick up that quarterback that I think is going to be the guy for the future. Jimmy Garoppolo ain't the guy for the future. Jimmy Garoppolo is for the Miamis.
Why? Wait a minute. Tua's played less games than Daniel Jones, at least, I mean, as far as when they're drafted. Why wouldn't Tua get a chance? Why would Daniel Jones?
You know what? The talent on Miami is win now.
Okay.
It ain't. The Giants are not
I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is more talented than Tua Tagovailoa. I think Jimmy Garoppolo's had the best situation, and Tua may have had one of the worst. I think if you're talking about when you put guys as far as helping them develop, and Jimmy was an older player, Jimmy Garoppolo had a perfect system for him.
Yeah.
Tua had one of the worst. And he had a head coach MFing him during the season. That's how bad the relationship was. So that's a pretty tough issue for a young quarterback to deal with.
But he's got his offensive coordinator now there. Makes sense.
It makes no sense because Jimmy Garoppolo can't elevate the Dolphins to anything.
We'll see. I'm hoping.
He's not even better than Teddy Bridgewater.
Please go to the Dolphins, Jimmy.
They're going to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. This is a scenario you're suggesting. They're going to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo and then cut Teddy Bridgewater and just pay him to not be around?
Yeah.
No. That's you think Stephen Ross, like, he's one of the more expensive backup quarterbacks in the league. I got to pay him to go sit down?
Or, no, well, I'll have three quarterbacks.
And one of them won't be active every week?
Yeah.
Who teams do that?
Every year.
Paying that, they don't pay, only the Texans have a quarterback they pay that much.
Tua might be the third guy.
I feel like it's unlikely, and it's not happening.
I'm just hoping that it does, with all my heart. Please make this happen.
The math doesn't make sense. You wouldn't pay three guys that much money.
You know what makes sense? Drinking cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It is the world's most refreshing beer. I need one right now, as a matter of fact, because I'm dry. I'm parched right now. My throat. I need Coors Light. I had Coors Light last night. And you know what? I did not have any issues whatsoever last night. None. You know why? Because I had cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. So if you're looking for the world's most refreshing, if you're looking to keep Texas chill, please, all you got to do is pick you up some Coors Light at your local. Get a 12-pack. Get a case. Make sure that you got some on hand. Make sure that you have your Coors Light in hand ready for when somebody comes over and you show them the Blue Mountains and they're ready to enjoy and keep Texas chill. Look, it's 1,000 degrees out there. What you need? Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors. Tonight, while you're watching your Astros and Yankees all day today, Coors Light. Is there anything better? No. Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer.
You're listening to...
Hey! Yeah, you! You better be listening to ESPN 97.5. And don't you dare turn that down!
ESPN 97.5. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776. Yeah, it's funny. I'm not sure. They've been trying for months to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. There's not a market out there.
Yeah, I'm reading the story from Matt Lombardo, and the executives he's talking to. This is some of their reasoning as far as why the Dolphins would be a fit. I know this, Jimmy G is way more liked in league circles as a player than Tua is. He's accomplished way more, and that matters at that position almost more than anything else. And remember, Mike McDaniel knows Jimmy really well, which might not be great for Jimmy. We don't know what Mike McDaniel thinks. Right. I'm adding that part. Another exec said, with the new head coach, all he cares about is winning and winning now, the executive said. He could be looking at Tua, shaking his head and saying, eh, I don't know, maybe he loves him. But if you haven't seen enough from him during workouts or OTAs, this is the honeymoon with the ownership in front office. Make the deal now. I would ask one of those execs, would you trade for Jimmy Garoppolo in this contract?
Well, and that's the point. There's a point. Like Baker's contract, the Browns had to pick up a bunch of it. Maybe the 49ers are going to have to pick up a bunch of his contract. The point being is, look at how hard it was to trade Baker Mayfield. Jimmy Garoppolo is much like him in that, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about him. He's not that great. Kevin Durant's a different story. Kevin Durant's a great player. But what the Nets are asking, okay, gun to your head, Kevin Durant gets traded or doesn't?
Before what? Like training camp? Or at all?
At all this season.
Can they go a year with him being unhappy when the whole point of this offseason was not to be unhappy? They said it themselves. They didn't want the environment last year was terrible for basketball. They want to change it.
They've also said, we ain't trading him. Well, and oh, by the way, I think that's the favorite.
Well, they're playing
that he doesn't get traded.
I don't know if it last year. I believe he doesn't get traded before the season starts. But if he becomes the pain in the ass that Kyrie was, but in different ways, I think they'll find a
like
way.
Like James was. Puts on a James fat suit.
I don't know what Kevin Durant would do, but if he becomes a person who's addressing his future in press conferences and actually talking about it and being open about why he doesn't want to be there, if he does a sabotage route, I think that could happen. Everyone believes he won't do that. I'm not sure why. If he has said I want out and they don't get him out, he has seen the playbook to get out of a situation. I could see him changing, but a lot of people think that's not Kevin Durant's MO. He's never asked out before. Nope. Had he? He didn't ask out of OKC, he just left. He didn't ask out of Golden State, he just left. So I don't think a lot of people thought he would ask out. Now, that's one thing people didn't expect. Now he has. So we'll see what other unique thing Kevin Durant might come up with to try to get away from the Brooklyn Nets. It's going to be tough. He's 34, doesn't play a lot of regular season games. They're asking for what they're asking for, and teams are like, nah. The one team who everyone thought was a favorite is in a position where they can't give Brooklyn what they wanted. And apparently Brooklyn didn't even want DeAndre Ayton, but there's even less assets to give. And the other team on the list is Miami, and Miami's not including Bam Adebayo in trades, you know, because he's 25 years old, 19 and 10 and 4, one of the best defenders in the league. Kevin Durant's in a weird position. He's probably still a top three player in the league, but he's old, he doesn't play, and the team who wants him is asking for everything, and teams aren't willing to do it.
Yeah, I just don't. Yeah. I mean, did you hear what? I mean, some of the. Now, and if he goes back to Golden State, and you know how soft he is, how sensitive he is about everything. Boy, that's all they'll talk about is you had to go back to Steph. Steph is carrying you in your career. It would be, to me, it would be damage his career. He needs it now. Can they win in Brooklyn at the highest level? I don't know. He and Kyrie, with the rest of the cast of characters, I don't know. I don't think that with Ben Simmons.
The whole season will be about who's leaving. I don't know if that's a great formula for winning basketball. No. Playing good basketball and winning a lot of basketball games.
And it'll be about, if Ben Simmons actually plays. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know if he actually wants to play basketball. We assume he'll get back on the court. If you were trying to be very optimistic, there's a lot of talent on that roster, but we know it takes more than that. And I can't see all those personalities, strapping it on, tightening their shoelaces, whatever the cliche you want to throw out there, and doing it for the team. I don't see that.
Kevin Durant wants out. Ben Simmons doesn't want to play.
The Nets didn't want to pay Kyrie, give him an extension.
Kyrie is going to be there when Kyrie wants to be there. I mean, that's the most mentally challenged team. Well, I mean, challenged mentally.
What is wrong with you?
No, 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 no.
No. What? You already said it.
Well, that's what. Didn't Carmelo say that?
No, he was challenged.
It was a challenge mentally.
And you changed it to he's mentally challenged.
Well, that's what he said.
No, he said it was challenged mentally. You
this
know.
Is, no, but this words is what matter. I, this is what I'm saying. This is the most challenged team mentally that I think we've maybe ever seen. Kevin Durant doesn't want to be there. Ben Simmons can't stay. And Kyrie is, if there's a birthday party, he won't come to the games.
Or an event that has nothing to do with him that happens in the country, he may not show up.
Because of January 6th, he had to take a month off. Honestly, is this the most mentally challenged team we've ever seen?
Stop phrasing it that way. Stop it.
Ever.
It is a team full of, let's say...
malcontents? No.
I don't know if Kevin Durant's a malcontent. He's just unhappy. It's a team that lacks plenty of chemistry, and to expect that team to pull it together...
No, it's more than chemistry. They lack mental fortitude.
I don't think Kevin Durant's a... I think Kyrie and Ben Simmons certainly do. Kevin Durant asking out is probably he just wants to get away from all of this and go play winning basketball someplace.
Yeah, he was an MVP of the finals. That's unfair.
I think he's a guy who sees it's not going to go well here and wants out. You know what? The question will be what he might do to force it to happen if it's not going his way. Will he just say, I'm going to play as many games as I can, just ball, and then I'll continue to want not to be here, but I'll try my best? Or will he decide to take the route that others have? But the other two, do they even want to play basketball?
They should be. Like, aren't all the football clubs FCs? They could be the Brooklyn MCs. Brooklyn MC.
Does your partner that's here all the time even entertain what's going on here on these days? Or does he just like, you know what? I got NFL stuff to do. I'm going to let you do you and just work on my draft prospects.
I just think that, like Carmelo.
An MC is a motorcycle club. That's your call?
It is.
The Brooklyn Motorcycle Club?
Motorcycle Club.
Okay. Hmm. You watch a lot of Mayans and Sons of Anarchy. That's why you call them that?
I haven't watched. It's Sons of Anarchy. Somebody told me you got to watch it.
I don't care. I haven't watched that. I watched Mayans. It's pretty good.
It's Sons of Anarchy. Was a lot, the first of, a lot of white people, right?
Well, yeah. I'm out.
Isn't it?
Yes.
It's too
a lot
white
of,
for me.
It's a lot of white I'm people out. Saying some flagrant things about other people.
Are they?
Yeah, yes.
They're pretty flagrant, are they?
Yes. What, you don't think a motorcycle club would be woke and diverse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. Stephen A. wasn't part of it? No. No.
No. I mean, they have an offshoot, the Mayans, who are, I guess, mainly all Hispanic. They're not all that great with the words either.
They're not?
Yeah, but I never started the Sons of Anarchy thing, so I would have been way behind. So I started Mayans when it started, and it's pretty good.
It is?
Yeah.
All right, 826 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780, if you got any thoughts, you're more than welcome to get in here. I got a call from HRMP yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Was it about giving out the wrong number?
No, it wasn't, actually. I don't think that they heard it. Actually they heard the Patrick Chastain interview, and they were actually happy. And you know what? Mike Holly is a big kook, and he loves his kooks, and you know what? That doesn't matter as far as business goes. But he is a guy who gives back to the community. He gives back to his university. If you're a Coug and you need a payroll, I'm just saying, that's all I'm saying. Also, though, you Aggies, you Longhorns, you Horned Frogs, whoever it is, Baylor Bear, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Get the payroll that you need at the price that you need it at. Get the HR, which is excellent. Get HR&P, who is going to take care of that business for you. And not, you know what? And you know what? Taking care of business, that is actually what they do every single day. They're taking care of businesses all over, not only here. And if you've got, let's say you've got offices and you've got branches in other states, that's not a problem. HR&P can do that. That is not a big deal. So if you're not completely satisfied, if you're the main office and you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company, man, go with ours. It doesn't cost you anything to actually get better payroll, get better HR, get better Affordable Care Act, get experts at the Affordable Care Act, and make sure that your business is always taken care of. Make sure that you're not doing it yourself, and get somebody who is going to take care of you. And, oh, by the way, give you benefits packages, options, as opposed to forcing their benefits packages on you. This is what happens every single day at HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Is mom watching this morning?
I assume she is. I don't know if she's felt great about you today. I don't know if anyone has.
She was worried about me.
Yeah, well, she was worried about me. She was worried about you getting me sick.
Because she saw when I was blowing my nose yesterday.
I can go through the text if you want to analyze.
Yeah.
Let me find what she said. It was after the show. She complimented me on the Kobo shirt. Shout out to Kobos, Raul, for getting those shirts. They are a nice shirt. But later on, I'm at home getting ready for a nap, by the way.
Well, of course. I took mine.
It was 12:24, so I'm getting ready for a nap.
I got my nap here.
Yeah. So. Is John okay?
See? Would you tell her that I'm married?
I'm not finished.
Would you tell her?
This is another in the line of things you said concerning you might have interacted with my mom at one point.
What's your mom's name?
I'm not telling you that. Be careful if you feel any...
Mom Adele, I'm married, okay? Stop hitting on me.
I'm not finished with the text.
Okay.
Be careful if you feel any irritation in your throat.
Just tell her, okay,
to
stop.
Use peroxide. Apparently, that's a home remedy. You can swallow it.
Stop already.
I feel pain in my throat after being around a crowd. It says on the bottle you can use it as a gargle rinse. She's telling me to use peroxide to rinse in case you're getting me sick. I say, why? Because he was clearing his throat. He's done that since I've known him. Also, blowing and cleaning his nose. I didn't really notice because I've seen him do it before. Okay, I hope everything's okay.
Just tell her, stop hitting on me. Okay.
I don't want to know.
Married. I'm married.
Clearly,
is your mom married? No?
No.
No?
Clearly not good enough
for
her. Well, you never were, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Just saying.
She classed you up a little bit.
Just tell her. Tell mom, stop already. If you're watching right now, married. Okay. Married. Okay. Can't have this. All right? Because it's obvious. It's obvious that her...
What?
Caring.
Finish your sentence.
It's obvious that, you know, that she just is caring for me right now.
Ah. Mm-hmm. My mom will look at you and go, your dad was right. He is a clown.
Did she ever say that? Your dad was right?
No, she's never. I've never heard her say that ever.
Ever. all right, Dell's mom, stop already. Because it's getting a little embarrassing. Mm. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our Astros today. Are you excited about the games?
Sure.
Guys are on their way to the park right now.
You're rubbing your hands in anticipation.
I am. 12:10, first pitch. It's Talon versus Javier in game one. It's Cole versus Garcia in game two.
And if you're going to be like me and watch him from home, is it going to be local? I know it's going to be MLB Network. Will we have the local broadcast as well?
We always, even with MLB Network, I think we get there.
I guess only if it's on Apple TV or YouTube TV that they don't get them.
I think so.
Okay.
But you have MLB TV don't you?
Yeah, I'm just saying for people who are looking out to see where they can watch it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that. But... There's only one other doubleheader today, Detroit and Oakland. Texas and Miami are playing as well. San Francisco at Los Angeles tonight. Not sure that that's a makeup game. Maybe the Dodgers were home, so maybe they did give them a Thursday game. Either you get, for the most part, most teams get the Thursday off and they start up again on the weekend on Friday. That's what the Astros were supposed to do. That's what the Yankees were supposed to do. Not start until tomorrow. But they're making up the second series of the season. For those of you who forget, they had to hold up. They're making up the Philadelphia series, which was the first series of the season, at the end of this year. The very last series is going to be Philadelphia, which was supposed to be the first. And this one is a doubleheader, which is two of the three games that the Yankees were here for the second series of the season. We've already played one of those, and the Astros won that one. And they're playing these two today. So that's why you got this doubleheader. And this is good. This is huge. There should be, it is a Thursday afternoon, over 34,000.
For a 12:10 start. Summer, Thursday.
A game that wasn't against, now. If you have season tickets, this is one of those premium games too.
Yeah,
that you're paying more for. If you have season tickets, you are going to be there. This would be a day game in the middle of the week. They usually have kids, the different kids camps that come. I don't think you're doing that for no. You're not definitely not Yankees. Doing that for the Yankees. No, you're definitely not.
Every paid ticket.
It's going to be tough to get there at 12, though.
That's a little rough for people. 34,000. That's a nice number. I'm going to say slightly over.
Over. I might go under for the 12 game, but the 5 o'clock game over.
Yeah, people will be there for that.
People will be there for the 5 o'clock game, and it's cold, by the way. And that probably sells tickets. Because we didn't know until recently, it was just put out by CBS a little while ago, that Cole is going to start game two. That brings up the box office right now. There will be a bunch of people in line out there before this game.
Yeah,
that might be a sellout.
Yeah, even on the Astros site, they still haven't updated the Yankees pitchers. So it's maybe only CBS has it.
Yeah, for whatever reason, CBS has it and nobody else. Either they haven't updated it or whatever. 713-780-3776, you excited about this? Let's go. You excited? La raza. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
Hey, Juanito G, let's do it one time for the Throwback Thursday. Juanito G, bring back Rahizi.
Delvecito!
Para tres, gentlemen. Good morning. Oof, missed that so much, fellas. How y'all fellas doing this morning, man?
We're doing great. How are you, pal?
Doing good. I actually had a discussion with one of my close homies. I'm not gonna say his name, Lady J. But we actually had a discussion about championships and about players. Like, a lot of people think that Aaron Rodgers is better than Tom Brady, but Tom Brady has 7 championships compared to his 1 championship. And then also with, like, LeBron James being a better athlete and a better player than Michael Jordan, but Michael Jordan has 6. How come that kind of differs in each sport, and why does that happen? I mean, like, wouldn't you see Tom Brady better than Aaron Rodgers of all time? But a lot of people say, I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback. So what do you guys think about the stuff like that?
I think just because the sports make it different, the NBA or basketball in general with one guy, I think it's far easier to determine, at least for people who make those determinations, who's better.
Well, but I don't understand, because there are some people that would take LeBron over Michael.
Yeah, I don't think it's.
And there are some people that would take Aaron Rodgers over Tom Brady.
It's not a clear cut one and two for everyone.
It's a taste. Yeah. I think it's a taste thing.
Maybe as far as the LeBron Jordan thing, a generation thing too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who are stupid and say LeBron is better than Michael.
Yes, you've made your feelings very clear on that. When I look, the Rodgers-Brady thing struck me a little bit, because when I look at them play, as great as Tom Brady is, I'm never blown away. I just think he's just this efficient, remarkable dude who doesn't get bothered by stress. I'm constantly blown away by the plays Aaron Rodgers makes. But as it stated, he's only got the 1 Super Bowl. Now he loses the NFC Championship games all the time now, and Tom Brady has all the titles.
Okay. Let me ask you this. If Tom Brady was in Green Bay, how many titles would he have?
Mike McCarthy is a problem. But I think
Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl.
But he was a problem in the back half. And that's why he had to go. And he's a problem in Dallas too, still. And that's why he'll go there too. I think Tom Brady I think there's something about Tom Brady. I don't even know what it is, but he did have Bill Belichick. I think that combination, there's something about that combination where they're the best at what they do in big situations. So I would probably say maybe two in Green Bay.
That's it.
Yeah, I think the Belichick, as much as I'm always player over coach, I think that combination is so lethal, Brady and Belichick, that's what led to those titles. I don't know if Tom Brady playing with Mike McCarthy would have made him the legend that he is.
I don't know. I don't know. I would say more. Because they were good enough to get there how many times? How many times has Aaron Rodgers been in the playoffs? He's there every year.
Yeah.
And he hasn't played. It's not like he's played poorly, but Tom Brady put you over the top. You know what? It's not like they haven't been there. It's like, it's not like he has the Lakers team like LeBron has right now. That's not even a playoff team. Aaron Rodgers gets there. They're good enough to get there, but they're not good enough to get over the top.
I think Bill Belichick is such a big part in those playoff games where teams are almost similar in talent. His ability to just find find the margins that separate wins and losses, because Tom Brady early wasn't the difference. He was fine, but he wasn't what he is now or late in his career. When they're on that first run, that's a Bill Belichick special. What he did to the Rams on defense. How many points did the Patriots score? 20? And one of them was like a pick six or something? That's a Bill Belichick Super Bowl.
Yeah. No. Early on, I think Belichick had a huge part of it. Now, let's not forget, though, there was a shootout against Carolina.
There are times where Tom Brady had to be Tom Brady. 28-3 there. Part of that was his fault. He threw a pick six, and they came back and won. Yeah, later in his time there, Tom Brady was a difference. But the Belichick, what he did to Peyton Manning all those years in the playoffs very early on, what he turned those Colts offenses to, what he did to the Steelers on the road, Tom Brady wouldn't have had that guy. And does Tom Brady develop in Green Bay?
But I think he verified it when he went to Tampa and he won.
Well, that was a talented team. It was talented.
Absolutely. But Brady who, listen, were they even a playoff team the year? No.
They had Jameis.
Yeah. 30-30.
Yeah.
He's the 30-for-30.
Yeah, they had that guy. And the upgrade from Jameis to Brady is, particularly when you're trying to win a Super Bowl, pretty astronomical. I'm not going to discredit for him later in his career. I just don't know, and Bruce Arians is a good coach too. So I do think he would have won more in Green Bay. I just don't know if he's getting to all-time legend status there because he doesn't have the coach behind him.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is getting to all-time legend status.
I'm talking about GOAT. Like the GOAT. I'm talking about GOAT, like the best player. I always take issue with quarterbacks being the best players of all time, but if we're going to live in that realm, the best player of all time, I don't think he becomes that in Green Bay.
Don't know. I think he carries them to more than to even just two. I think he carries them to more because he just makes that big a difference. His work ethic. I mean, his teammates didn't like him because of how hard he worked them, how prepared he was. Hell, he's a coach on the field. I don't know that Aaron Rodgers does that. I don't know that Aaron Rodgers does that. 844 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yesterday we had Patrick Chastain on the show, and we talked about the NIL deal that he's doing. And I saw Clayton Tune and Donovan Mutant last night. As a matter of fact, both of the guys, I saw them last night, and they couldn't be more happy to be representing Chastain Ford. And they're representing Chastain Ford, and the reason that they're representing Chastain Ford is because of the kind of people that they are. And Chastain Ford wants to make sure that only people that have that kind of integrity are representing them, me notwithstanding. But it is a perfect marriage. It is a young men who are doing it right with a dealership that just does it right every single day. I love what they do. I love that when I went in there, the first thing, where do your payments have to be? And, oh, by the way, let's work this as hard as we possibly can so that we get you all of the rebates. The other dealerships aren't even – they're like, no, you're paying sticker. As a matter of fact, you're paying more than sticker. We're marking it up $5,000. We're marking it up $10,000 because the vehicles are so hard to get. Chastain Ford, it's like, what? That is ridiculous. We're still going to work that deal as hard as we possibly can, get you all the rebates. We're going to never add on, and we're never going to mark up. That's the way they do business at Chastain Ford. That's integrity. That's what you're looking for in a dealership, and you find that every day at ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, Chastain Ford.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm looking at a list of fantasy breakout players. For the Texans, they have the fantasy breakout player is going to be Nico Collins. I would say it's going to be, I think Marlon Mack is going to be the fantasy breakout player.
Yeah, we talked about his potential and how they're going to divvy up carries yesterday. I'm still at the point where I don't know if they're just going to make him a feature back or split carries. And he has to stay healthy. So I think that's going to be a concern for that particular scenario of him being a breakout. Nico Collins, huh? If John Mechie's going to, would you consider a guy a breakout if he's never played a game?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, yeah, you could have a rookie that's going to be, yeah, he could have a breakout season.
I would say if he's healthy, John Mechie. If like you said, he's going
to
be ready
for fantasy
camp.
Football, he's going to get, so he'll be the third receiver on the team.
I mean, I guess I'm not all that impressed by Nico Collins. Sure. I mean, but I think, wasn't he a second round pick, John Mechie?
Third.
Was he third? If he's a second round pick, I think maybe he becomes their slot guy.
Oh no, he was a second round pick.
Yeah. So if he's going to be their starting slot, I think there's a chance he outshines Nico Collins.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow. You're the first person I've heard say that.
Nico Collins is the big outside receiver. I like John Mechie as a player. If he takes that starting slot position, if that becomes what he is, I mean, there's a chance. I mean, draft pedigree doesn't mean anything, but they drafted a guy with a torn ACL in the second round. That's what they think of him. They think he's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
So I could see it.
I think Marlon Mack is going to be the bell cow, and he's going to get the majority of. I could see Damian Pierce coming in short yardage situations, though, and taking a lot of touchdowns away from him.
Touchdown vulture?
Yeah, because dude is a hard runner. Now, Burkhead actually caught a lot of red zone carries, too. But I think Burkhead is going to be, I don't know, left by the wayside, but I would certainly hope if you're going to be a 6 or 7 win team, get Damian Pierce some touches.
With a veteran coach who's been around a long time, I could see a rookie getting carries.
Yep.
And touches.
And especially if he
drop
fumbles
the ball a couple times, yeah, then it's over.
Forget no, about it. Then he's done. But the way that he runs, I think he's going to be impressive. That he's going to break some tackles and people are going to, he's got a wow factor as far as an exciting factor as far as breaking tackles. And with this offensive line, the way that they run blocked last year, you're going to need a guy that breaks some tackles. So I think he's got a chance to emerge in the second half of the season and actually get some. But Marlon Mack is going to be the guy that is going to get the majority. I think they like, and he's young still. I think Marlon Mack is going to be somebody that you pick up in the fantasy football. I think he'll be a good pickup later in the draft, 7th, 8th round in that neighborhood.
With him, I mean, outside of 2019 and, you know, 2018, he didn't have a bad year. In 6 seasons, a lot of it had, or 5 seasons, a lot of it had to do with injury. He's got 1,000-yard season. I mean, can he make it through a year?
That's a question. It's not like he didn't make it through the year. Jonathan Taylor was there.
He didn't play. He played 6 games, and the year before he played 1. That's not all about Jonathan Taylor.
No.
That's because of injury. And then the year he had his 1,000-yard year, he played 14. But the year before that, he only played in 12. So that's a guy who's consistently hurt. Is it going to change here? That would be that would make me stay away from him because the guy hasn't proven in years that he can stay on the field.
Yep. You high on Travis Etienne this year?
I liked him at Clemson. I love what he brought to that team. I didn't think he deserved to be a first-round pick. No. I guess my final answer is no. I'm not high on him this year.
I am. New coach, new offense.
Isn't Robinson still there?
Yeah.
So is he going to be? And James Robinson's a good player when he gets carries. I guess he's your second option. I mean, Travis Etienne being your second option.
Possibly, or he could be a utility guy. I think you put him in the field, you put him in motion, you put him in the slot.
Well, if Christian Kirk's your slot guy and you sign Zay Jones, who I don't think you're taking opportunities away from Christian Kirk.
There's plenty of but like, I mean, you go five. You know, you go five.
Well, if he's your fourth or fifth option on those plays, yeah. I'm not banking on those numbers being very high, particularly if James Robinson's going to be your starting back. I'm sure you get opportunities. There's just enough balls to go around, but you have two high priced wide receivers. You have a back that's a pretty good player ahead of him, and he's coming off an injury. And what's Doug Peterson's got no loyalty to Travis Etienne. It's not his guy. I mean, it's Balky's guy, but it's not Doug Peterson's guy.
No, but he's a talent, and I think you'd be dumb not to use him. You'd be dumb to have him sitting there watching Robinson and Christian Kirk on the field, and he's not on the field. I mean,
he can play. I'm talking about opportunities, and if he's not the starting back and he's not your starting slot, he wouldn't be those anyway because he, like you said, is a utility guy. I'm not calling him a gadget guy because I don't know how they're going to use him. I would like to see where he slots in before I make any of that, and that's kind of why you do these things now to try to get in on it before anyone else does.
You know, I think Doug Peterson is inventive, and you know he's got a talent there. You don't just a first round and a first round pick. I know he wasn't his first round pick, but a first round pick that can play and can and is explosive. I certainly see him being on the field. What do you think of Christian Watson?
Oh, the guy who Aaron Rodgers already said I need production over potential about.
Yep,
it's a rookie wide receiver that Aaron Rodgers probably doesn't like very much. I'm not very high on him right now.
He'll like him when he's the only guy he can throw to.
Yeah, that'll help. You talk about someone who's a coach in the field. Who'll have a bigger
year, him or Lazard?
Alan Lazard, because he knows him. I know you talked about how Aaron Rodgers. You don't think Aaron Rodgers may be a coach in the field. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to have patience to work with a young player. I don't see it. So Christian Watson better get it going early. Or he's going to disappear.
Well, but Aaron Rodgers makes you better.
Yeah, he makes you better, but I don't know if he's going to trust him and go to him. It's not about his talent, but if Aaron Rodgers determines that Christian Watson isn't ready, he could very well. All right. I don't want this guy out here right now. I think that's part of Aaron Rodgers' personality that he could like bury a rookie wide receiver. I'm not playing with him right now. Alan Lazard, you know his guy Randall Cobb is still there. Old Randall Cobb is still there. I think Christian Watson needs to show up in training camp early, or there's a real shot that Aaron Rodgers goes, nah, not this year, not with you. I think that's part of his personality.
I think if he does that, then he's biting off his nose despite his face. I think he's going to go, man, I got to get him the ball.
He didn't think that early. That's what I'm saying. After the little break, report for training camp, after whatever the offseason was for him, he better be ready to go early. I think Aaron Rodgers will make a decision on him early and go, I'm going to go with my guys.
Could well be. But you know what? This is his guy now. I think Christian Watson, if it's not early on, he will at some point have to go to him because he just doesn't have enough talent. You lose Devontae Adams and you're gonna depend on Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb will be there for three games.
Well, he played enough last year. They brought in Sammy Watkins too. So these are veterans. That I'm just saying, Christian Watson. I mean. One depth chart doesn't matter right now, has him starting probably mostly because of his draft position. I'm just saying he better be ready to go early.
Yep. We'll see. It's 8:57, 8:58 now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, anything that we touched on, you're more than welcome to hang with us. At the bottom of the hour, Glenn Davis is going to join us here to talk about the big friendly last night at NRG Stadium. Right now, we're talking about Absolute Marble and Granite. That's Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. He's helping you. He's helped me. He's going to help you. He's going to change your life. He's going to change what you are, what where you're living or your business. You need this help. You got to have this help. You got to have Jeff Aronoff. You need to knock out a wall. You need to add a patio. Do you need to add an area for your outdoor? You need to add an outdoor kitchen. You need to add outdoor tile. You got it. You need new flooring in your kitchen. You need new flooring in your den or wherever it is. You need new walls. You need new cabinets, countertops, whatever it is. It's got to be a big job. Otherwise, Jeff Aronoff ain't doing it. He's not coming in there to replace some tiles. That's not what Jeff Aronoff does. Jeff Aronoff does big jobs, remodeling, redoing everything that you have going on at your home or your business. You need to do it. If you haven't done it in a while, if you've got a home that's, I don't know how old, 10, 15, 20 years old, and you haven't done it, you need to do it now. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.